Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Again, I have Sam Cooke to sing this great tune. I hope you're doing well out there. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. Well, I'm fortunate to be concerned about the condition of the civilized world. That's all I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the civilized power that is in the world, and I am lamenting on the Bible, lamenting about the Bible that is put into the civilized society to be taken as the history of your existence. I lament about that because I grew up into it. And when I read and find out how it all channel itself in to the life of civilized people, I can't do anything else but to lament. Because everything I come to see and understand there is nothing about the Bible aims to enlighten someone. Because what you read in the Bible as an enlightenment follow the context of civilized history. So the Bible cannot be a book that represents purity, though it is taken for that. But I can surely say it does not sit on a foundation anyone can process and get a positive, let's say, an affirmation that the Bible is a book with a pure intent. Now, how many authors author those information in the Bible? 66 books. You know, designed for people to think it is representing the world, when it is not representing anything more than the homosexual culture is in the Bible. Now, it is difficult to understand that. So was it difficult to me to understand even less than that? I'm looking to see people who are not having the decrees of the Elohim gods. I'm looking to see they perish, really. Because people who are created hybrid to be righteous people, good people, they are perishing too, because they move out of the decrees of the gods. The polytheism religion, religious way of life. And people are removed totally away from the knowledge and the behavior of polytheistic nature. I have to just feel fortunate, which everybody has the access to experience the same thing I have, which means over 50 years, I didn't know whether or not the hurt was sitting on two columns or anything like that. Didn't know anything. And nobody's talking that. And the world is forever a place you cannot understand. You only believe in Jesus and in God, the Father who begot him, and the devil is trying to take us to hell, turn us against God. So the ignorance is the foundation of the Bible. You because it's a misnomer. It looks like it's telling you something good. But unless we read history, because the Bible doesn't start off with no history. You think Adam and Eve is a piece of history? Never was. Never was. And just same way that people believe that Caesar Augustus was doing okay in Canaan, Palestine. There's a lot of people who don't know that Caesar Augustus was a sodomite. And the way the world is now is even further away. People are further away from coming to the understanding that what you're reading the Bible about Jerusalem, stuff like that, it's not even good fictional work. And since the rest of the Bible is being construed to be positive in the many other books besides Genesis, 65 books, you know, if you're cooking and what you're putting into the pot is not being regarded as a first, then how about what comes in afterward? I think when you set the foundation for what you're cooking, what you put in first, second, or third, you know, why you put this first and this second? So is the pattern of human existence. The Bible is brought into the world 2021 years ago. Maybe not all that long, maybe like 2000 years. Maybe you can take off the other 21 years. Yeah. Because it's about 1800 years ago that they bring the Bible in. If Genesis creation story in the Bible, the first book in the Bible, if Genesis is not history, you can't find God in history. You can't find Jesus in history. It's a Bible story. Because where you can get a little history to affect Jesus, even the name Jesus, is the Bible. And the Bible has something from history. What the Bible has is not the first thing that should be history. Bible don't start off with anything history. And if you don't know, that's the way sodomite deal. Why sodomite is ruling the world today, it is because they don't have a nature to regard truth, honesty. They don't have that nature inside of them. They don't know the first thing in ownership. How ownership come about? If you want to own something, or if somebody endowed you with something, you own it. What are the characters in you being an owner? There are some elements there that must be noticed, because if you don't fit the profile of ownership, then something is wrong. It should be
that when you are an owner of something, you have the documented fact that you are. Listen, it doesn't take much to destroy the white people, them, and you don't even have a chibum, a firecracker. Plain truth of who they are and what they are doing all around the world in African territory. Just talk about that. You don't have to talk about these other things what they've been doing over the past 2,000 years. You don't need to even do that. I mean, that is some, a resource you can go into, but it is so simple to send these people on their way. But it has eluded the black people. When it seems like black people don't have any kind of case to make, because sodomites ready to tell you that you don't value nothing, they are the one that value something. And guess what? They are always hiding behind the fact that they can hold it a secret that they are sodomites. And because it's negative, they inculcate the black people society. That is not something that you should be concerned with. Wait a minute. What black people are concerned with? Is it because white people are homosexual? No. We don't be concerned about that you're homosexual, because we never made white people homosexuals. And if they were created like that somewhere, why are we to be concerned with white people unless white people is bothering us with their fucking sodomy? When that happens, black people have a problem. And when they come among black people and impoverish black people have more than a little problem. They have what you call dose they give the black people, a good dose of lie and deception, and black people don't realize it. Black people are infected with the Genesis story, because they absolutely no legal right anywhere on the planet except where they originate. They think because they fuck ass, they think they own everything. They don't consider when they leave their territory and go to another, to other people's territory, it's not theirs. No. They think if they want it, it's theirs. They're worse than monkeys. Because I'm sure if you examine monkeys, they respect what the other monkey won. Yeah. Animals. Respect animals over their territories. Yeah. Birds and all kind of animals respect the other animals. But humanoid, Homo erectus, they don't develop that. And everything is upside down for them, because it's when they steal from the black people, they think that they own something. What they steal from you. White people, look at what I am saying. I'm opening your eyes to these white people. And you think it's like what they preach about you are prejudiced? Look, yes, anytime you show me a case where black people is prejudiced against white people and they are wrong for that. Because I go ask you, how much white people, black people kill? Okay? They have turned the black people's brain around so that when they show you the opposite of what is honesty, when they deal with you dishonest, they try to show you, say, are you dishonest? You they are stealing from. It's turned around for them. And because you give them authority to control you, it works well for them. You see. But none of us are in bondage from expressing yourself. These sodomites would like to make laws to regulate what you say because they want to make sure that black people don't do anything to drive them back on the CP. They want to make sure because they know it can happen. They know. Because anytime the truth is revealed, that's it. The thief has got to run. Black people not talking appropriately. You see, because I look into the history books, the textbooks, and I look at what African people write, and African people started to write history lately because the white people, they learn a little civilized way of life over the past 12,000 years. And they make more use of language more than the African people do. That's what I see. And another thing is that black people begin to write history after the white people them start write history about us, not themselves. White people ignore their history, but they write and make up history for the black people. And that means when later they interbreed with Neanderthals and then hybrid people, it means that black people are going out of existence. Black people don't stay ahead of these intermixing blood. You're done. Because see what right today in America and around the world, nobody's saying white people are not civilized, and that's what's in the history book. Right? So, I think if one person can see that, it is as good as the whole world see it, because why that one person would not tell the rest of the world? You see, because if you're talking the truth, it is easy for that truth to go around the world. Who else is talking the truth? Or even if they know it, do they even think to talk it? Because these sodomites, they have, like I tell you, they see things upside down. Sodomite think that they control the world. And them are sodomite, not the Chinese, not the Indian. So, look, and I grew up thinking that the church is a nice thing and stuff like that. Right? That's the way I grew up. I couldn't think that anything else exists. No. I was not that smart. No. And for me, I mean, the best thing I can do is talk, really, because the position that I grew up in, now I'm an old man. I mean, I'm looking at the days when I know myself a young person. And if I live to read and find out that the Bible is that I grew up with, is a book that subverts the black people. I'm telling you, I alone is good for these fucking sodomites. Just Tim Aldred alone. Based upon the fact that I was grown up in a church with the Bible. Because they don't even have, you know, I mean, the amount of tongue they need to represent themselves. They don't have nothing to represent themselves. White people are drop your jaws and fuck your ass. That's what they are. Prove me wrong. That's what white people are. And they are the people who never own anything but own everything. Do you get that? Do you get that? Nothing that white people have today, they work for it. They steal it. And that don't fit civilized working for something. Because when you steal what is not yours and, you know, make it be your own, and the real owner go impoverished, and you can become wealthy and you set up all things in the world. How did you come to it? How do you come and make law of your own when everything already provided and all you do is take everything and develop a scheme ownership? You can never prove it is yours. But as long as you can keep people away from getting into your business, you know, it's all right for you. Because it's a make-believe thing. You think it's yours. And you make up like A.D. and Adamani. Now, I mean, it's something to see a tiny fraction of humanity, the lowest, almost the lowest of human development, can do such things. And they do it because they interbreed up and get, you know, get more knowledge. What you think white people have today, you see them through the eyes of A.D. and Adamani. I do not. And I grew up into A.D. and Adamani. I didn't know what that is. And for a long time, as an adult, I didn't know either. I was handicapped, like everybody else. Now, nobody's going to start telling me anything. But it is over, you know, like since the 80s, you know. Yeah, it's a good 25 years ago, you know, since I began to read the little I can and keep up with the context of what I'm reading and realize that, oh, I grew up, you know, a nice Christian, you know, go to church and testify. And, you know, I was talking about the devil, you know, I know what the devil is and everything like that. And I feel like, you know, I depend on Jesus. And I always focus that, you know, Jesus has done a great work. I never know that the criminals, them, went to Israel. It wasn't Israel. And they call it Israel. My eye gradually opened because the contradiction began to serve. And there was a time when I was thinking about what happened, what I'm reading in the Bible concerning God's, you know, chosen people and concerning what took place with Jesus crucifixion. I'm seeing a contradiction, because whilst it is painting a picture like that Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed, and I'm thinking, oh, like, you know, so who is Caesar? And then you have Herod, and they were shown as enemies somehow of the Jewish people, the black people. So I grew up with this type of delusion and wrongly simplified sense of civilization. So when I say to you that, it, you know, I mean, if so be, I can be the one to stand up and represent and say white people are criminals 100%. They don't own anything. They own everything black people have. And that is what I am very bold and confident, and don't see not even one speck of disrespect, nothing to show I don't love people. I don't have none of that, because I don't grow up like that. It's what I'm reading right now, and what my hope and my trust in the Bible, Jesus. And Jesus should have come back and take me to heaven long time ago. I'm a charging bull right now, a charging bull, because I don't like that at all. I can't, and moreover, these people are sodomites, and they come here now and behaving like they are not sodomites anymore, you see. They only want to live it behind closed door. So they want law now, like, you know, like they have law, federal law now. I tell you, federal law is nothing more than fucking a dog. It's not a joke. The white characters that you have called white people in Washington, and the federal, the nine, what they call it, judges. It is simplified as fucking a dog or fucking a man's ass. Because you probably don't see what is hanging over your head. The work of the gods in vain, as far as people who follow these white sodomites and can't see, they take your stuff and turn you into an impoverished and mockery whilst they use it and exalt themselves. If you come to know that this Bible that you have is what is used to corrupt your brain, what would you do? When they tell you, well, especially you read about 2 Corinthians 2. No, 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. They're telling you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God in the Bible. You see, just the sound of that to a person who has a hair for intelligent speech, you can sense something wrong with that. Because now, if you begin to pay attention to words and the context in which words, you know, flesh out things out of issue, or even if they are complex, but words, if you stay with the principle to process words, the definition and application to issue contextually, you'll find out. You find out what is going on. These white folks are doing is to see to it that black people don't understand. And they move ahead of us in a lot of ways. And what they use that edge to do is to steal what our wealth. Overthrow a king in Rome and have enough cleverness. They're clever. You see, clever is contextual, is what you're using cleverness to do. So when I say they're clever, it doesn't mean that you say, but you can't call them clever and then you turn around and negative them. Shows that I just don't talk like people who go to Harvard and University of the West Indies under A.D. Anadamani. Because as long as you go to a school under governed by A.D. Anadamani, yeah, you have good academic skills and everything like that. Yeah, and you can excel high. But I tell you what, do you go to church? The fact is, if you believe in the Bible and in Jesus and you're going to church, part of your brain is all right. And if you don't seek to be balanced, universal with your thinking, well, that's what happened to you. You can excel up to the moon. You can even go, you know, and touch down on the moon. You can do all of that. You can even make the carrier that fly you to the moon. Yet still, if you do not have a polytheistic, civilized context of academic education, you don't know yourself. And you'll think that because you have the PhD and stuff like that, or other bachelor's, master's, and all this kind of education, you'll think that you're all right. But you cannot be universal. You're not universal. And let's say if you're talking to me, because I talk to people all the time that are, I mean, far educated beyond me. But the way they talk, I can't speak grammar like them. Mm-mm. I can't. I'm not joking. But even when you speak perfect grammar, if you come up under A.D. Anadamani, you're still missing something. But you won't realize it until you get into a conversation with someone who read with what I call word science process, right? And things are going very, very in the way you see it going here, and why the societies around the world are out of control. Nobody has that psychological power of knowing civility. Mm-mm. Because these folks are able to set up all these churches long before my parents and grandparents were born. They set up all these things that we come and know that, all right, you have a young baby and you have to take it to the church to make them christen it. That's the way I grow up. Normative. That's normative in society. And I'm telling you that how could I grow up into the church atmosphere and don't know nothing else, but later on, as I'm going along in my young 20s or so, I am thinking a lot of things. But what am I thinking about? Is what I'm thinking about are very big, you know, view of social order and thing. And it's like my head is, you know, in my mind, I'm seeing things that, you know, it's like don't hide up. You know? But I don't have anyone to like participate into that thinking. No. Don't have anybody. Because everybody Christian. I was not capable of thinking that something could be so wrong and could the human society be like what it is. And I had a small sense of what society is too. You know, I wasn't broad, but within the little parish, St. Catherine, where I live, you know, I mean, it's nobody around a knowledge beyond A.D. Anna Damani and the church, Jesus and the devil. Don't see anybody that's in a devil in a death. And put it in a context, you know, so that you understand. Because there is evil in the world, of course. And when black people are dead, they have a lot of ghosts going around. I don't think the white people, they have no ghosts when they are dead. I don't think so. They come from Homo erectus. But black people are hybrid. You come from the gods. And there's a reason why black people hybrid ghosts when they are dead, you know, and the idea of being raised from the dead. That, it's not about white people. So if this big chunk of civilized effect is existing in our time, and it is so that you can't get black people to think and penetrate the Bible and history. Christian people don't look and don't regard the world history textbook. They cannot. And they may only appreciate it to the fact that they know some good things in their creation story. Don't rhyme at all with what history, prehistory, before the flood and after the flood. You're not getting anything from the Bible in history. Sodomite people, they are telling you that science and the Bible agree. They fucking ass. And that's what they want to continue to do. And they want black people to suck them underneath them fucking ass. And want black people to start fuck ass too. And they get a few members already. But I read and I know that I don't see any sodomy in the history of black people before interference of these fucking white, fucking ass white people till they come up around and change up the dynamics. You see? And so they whore everything. Now, I'm telling you, no, white people don't own, they don't own a pebble. They are sodomites. And you read the history, you will see white people, they are They are not good for black people. Floor mat. People don't want to wipe their foot. You see? White people, they don't need to be a servant for a black person. And when I tell you that, I am serious. And I'm serious that, as you know, I'm not running going anywhere. And anything I say is what I see evidence for. And I tell you that it should be easy for somebody to, like, come on and take me on and say, hey, how can you talk something like that? But guess what? Who knew? You can hear a pin drop. Ain't nobody coming to talk to me. And that means white people must leave. White people must leave all black people territory because that's what they're living off. Right? Now, I'm expelling them. I am Tim Aldred, and I tell you so. The words that I speak is good enough to chase them back to the stippy where they come from and stop talking this fucking idiocy about White House. They're going to find out now because they don't think we know, all right? And you count us out? Well, look, as far as I can see, they have the red light. We have the green light. Everything they have and boasting about is theirs is not theirs. And it doesn't matter how they claim they work to have what it. No, they steal what we have and take it, go work on it. Right? Now, we never tell them to go out and go work with our stuff. If they want to take our stuff and go work and have this and have that, they're working for us because it has never been theirs. You see, the same thing they use against us comes back to bite them because they cannot represent their existence. And we are mature now more than when our ancestors were, they were dragging our ancestors and the stippy, the Asian stippy to go interbreed up for them dying society, our culture. Yes. They are doing everything to dement the African brain so we don't know where we come from. It's time for us to start finding out where we come from and stop going to church. Okay? We had a hurricane coming on yesterday, and I think the hurricane is still out there trying to, like, move a few more lesser miles per hour. Elsa, I think is the name of the hurricane. Seemed it was like 75, category one, but it seems it drops back. So about 75 or so. No, I don't know if it's lower now, but the forecaster guys, they are saying things that, you know, they don't see the potential for it to develop. Whether it doesn't mean that it's not possible, but it's just that the signs are not there now. But it can change. But what I'm trying to say to you is that when I heard that the hurricane is coming, I know how awesome it can be, right? Because those, although I've never been, you know, tossed over the bushes by anyone of them, but I know about the power on the planet Earth. And I am very at ease now. I don't see anything superior to the history, prehistory. I don't see anything, you know, and that's, if I was having a problem with history, then I would have a, continue to have, you know, probing problem. But the history is overwhelming. The story of the gods, the Elohim, that these white people are writing in the Bible, and everything I look at, I see, okay, these guys are working against the positive, civilized way of life. They don't want, because they mingled with polytheism before. They turn off and start with the Christian thing. Yeah, because they are criminal, they are thieves, they are everything that is anti-civilization. But because they are intermixing their blood with higher blood and now have delusion and illusion and even have better intellectual sense and stuff like that, it's the reason why they see things upside down. You know, they see themselves as the people who are mighty and wise and wealthy. That's the way they see themselves. And they see black people who they take the wealth from as, you know, people who are downtrodden and not coming from anywhere. No, they don't remember that they are the one who comes stealing us. They are the one who try to try and intermingle with our blood. It's not us who try to do that for them. They do it. You see, so the thing is, they cannot stand up and defend themselves, but they have government and stuff like that. Two, a paragon African. They can't get over a paragon African. The least I can do to me, it's precious. Than when I was walking and my eyes are looking, but I'm blind still. I don't know what AD Anno Domini means, opposed to BCE, before Christ. You see, there is insecurity that is created in the black people because we are hit, busy with virus that confuse our minds. The lies that they write in the Bible and try to convert us. That lie that goes in and contaminates us. Look, now if you start to contend now with prehistory, how are you now going to deal with this type of complex thinking of these two different information? How are you going to manage to do that? And especially if you're not good at deciphering things easily and accurately, you're done. You're just about done, you know. Because there's a lot of people out there today graduate from college many years ago. They're Christians. And you can't tell them anything because the Bible already full our brain with false prophets and people who are corruptors. And it is written in such a way that the people who are talking about evil people, they are the evil people. Talk about Adam, the serpent, the talking serpent, talking to Adam and Eve. It's them, the white people. They're writing about themselves. They're writing about God coming down from heaven and confounded Adam and Eve offspring. They don't realize that they're writing about God for the first time after God kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden. The idiot, they don't even know to write and keep a story that makes sense. If they had write a story beginning with Genesis, so that you don't find any fault. You know, you don't find anything to make them decide to take the fifth. People can never talk to you about their takeover of African countries without them plead the fifth. Because they are as guilty, you know, without you have to strain to make conviction. White people are guilty, I mean, from the first time that they set foot in America, even before. So now, the only thing I need to do is talk and watch them dry up, like the lawnman spraying weeds with weed killer, because that's what the truth is, like weed killer. We don't have no gun, but we can destroy them who establish themselves as adversary to the black people. We have exactly the ideal weapon in knowledge of the truth, where they can't spin on us, because I know that when they write about your mind must be unnatural. Oh, I'm saved by this thinking that goes on. I mean, I don't create my brain, so who is in my brain that is operating it? And I am very much reverend. You see, I reverence what is going on in my brain, and found out that that's where I am to think and focus, is what my brain is saying to me. And if I am open up, my brain is going to tell me more and more and more. And what was impossible to me will become possible. So what I'm saying to you, it is difficult for black people to get out of the Bible, because it was not my intent to get away from the Bible and to get away from God. But words are powerful. Words are powerful in such a way. Words are powerful in such a way that transcends what you don't see. And in a way, you couldn't make any kind of move. You're blocked. But words can open up those closed doors of your mind, and you don't depend on anybody. Whenever you need anybody to help you out with anything, what you want to know about from somebody is not anything that let them into your mind chamber. Oh no, you talk to people on the outside of your mind chamber, and don't allow anybody to pull and fix anything into your mind setting until you do that setting yourself. You know, so I've got to know when somebody's talking to you and making sense from when they're not making no sense. Because you can always ask questions to let yourself into where you want to know. But what happens if you can't ask proper questions to lead to a higher level of understanding for yourself? What's happened to that? You're not going to make it, because anybody can tell you any nonsense, and you know, you let it affect you and go use what they must say. And then if it's okay, that's fine. But what happened to when it's not going to be okay? What are you going to do? See, so what I'm trying to say is that try to know as much for yourself independently. Learn the rule independently. That's what it comes down to. You must learn the truth independently And I mean not fear truth, but the truth, that etymology. Control. We are all under etymology, right? So some people want to talk to you and talk like they make language, they make the meaning for everything. And it doesn't work like that, you know. And they can't live like that either, because if they have a job, or even if they are a business person, an employer of people, they have to live by the rule of etymology, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I am speaking to what will help a person to have the experience of using your own wits, your own mind function independently. Because it's not a hard thing to do. It's just that if you don't think you can do that or should do that, you're not going to be benefited. Unless you're able to, you can ride a bicycle? You ride a bicycle? Do you remember a time that you couldn't ride a bicycle? When you couldn't ride a bicycle? You know, you have to fall off, right? If you try. But when you gain that balance, when your brain set that balance now, and you can ride, you know, ride, just about go anywhere and do all kind of tricks on the bicycle. That's the kind of independence I'm talking about. When you're thinking, your decision, get to know and value things you would want to do and know how to do it. And think about it. Know when it's all right and when it's not all right. Know a lot of that, because you're going to need it. And if you are empty of that kind of knowledge, you can be abused by just about anybody. You need to know. You know, when somebody says something, what they mean and how it can affect you. You see what I mean? And if it is not something that is going to bother you, and you can just let that go, you let it go, because you want to be safe. You don't want to no enemy been chasing you down because you are not behaving yourself the right way. Right? If anybody is going to like be an adversary to you, it must be on their own purpose. They must have a reason for that. It cannot be anything come from you. You know, you're not making any adversary. So if somebody wants to set you up and do stuff like that, you must have a radar in your brain to know when somebody says certain things, they portend what it signifies. And know that you don't want someone to think about you like that. So listen to what people say. Analyze their word and realize whether or not they are serious. Because if somebody say, I'm going to kill you, and then they're just joking. You know, it's not a good joke, but people can make weird joke and they'll never do any such thing, you know. They don't have that propensity. But I'm saying people say it and do it. So, you know, I don't run those jokes, no. I don't even run jokes like saying, believe me, believe me. I don't tell people to believe me, because that's dangerous to tell people to believe you. It's a breach. I am not telling anybody to believe me. No. I will never do that, because I know to use the word believe. That's all. You see, But a lot of folks don't care. They are bent on the way they were raised up as a child and go to church, and there's nothing else can get in their wax not hearing that. But anytime the preacher said, yeah, I want you to turn to passage 1 Corinthians 1. And the First Corinthians, second chapter, not the first chapter. And they're going to tell you that your mind must be unnatural. You know? What do you do? What do you do with that? So, believe me, when they tell you that your mind must be operate unnatural. There is two contexts I know about the word unnatural. And one section of it deals with natural, unnatural. The first section I'm addressing is unnatural. You have a negative context and you have a positive context for unnatural. Now, unnatural in and of itself is negative because it's talking about natural products, natural produce, natural psychological elements, issues that pack with only natural elements in there. That context stands by itself. But you have some, let's say, physical. May not limit it to just physical, but let's use physical right now. You can work out the others. As we go along. Unnatural things that we would prefer to be natural can be used. Things that are edible, clothing, and other type of goods, some things man-made. It's unnatural. But anything come from the blood of anything. Skin. You know, if you want to buy any product where they use like skin of animals or other things, or even manure that you would use, cow dung or any other animal dung you use as fertilizers. All right, it would be different from synthetic stuff that is created to feed the animals or to fertilize your plant. You understand what I'm trying to say. The word unnatural product would you prefer use to fertilize your vegetables? The synthetic one, they may grow up and look robust and stuff like that, but you have a bad energy breakdown into that stuff, right? You want, they're going to sell you manure for more money than the synthetic. Usually that's the way it works, if that what I'm saying is not exactly that. But natural produce is usually more expensive than the other one, imitation them, right? Yeah. Well, thinking about it in the spiritual sense, there is nothing about, even if you are going to get a prescription from a doctor, if you understand what's going on in the world, in the AD world, you'd rather go and look up someone who is knowledgeable in herbal remedies. Because herbal remedy is 100%. When it is chosen to be the remedy for such an ailment, that's the right type of remedy. Yeah. Because your glands and your organs in your body depend on what is natural. Now, you start to use these other medication that are not herbal is what the faggot white people then provide. And they will tell you about the expert this and expert that. All white people, look, with only exception to white people, them who are not really, really, really white, but that's what the white people them use to get ahead of black people, to interbreed with us and create a new type of white people. And that's what we have going on right now. So it's just that we need to get up to where we realize that they have done something wrong and we need to push them out of the way with the truth. That's what we need to do, right? So they have these little proto-white people out there. You can hardly tell the difference between them and you except for the skin. But they have the demeanor, they have the ambience of a natural person. Because they interbreed with us and breed up those kind of people to work for white people and gradually destroy the black people. That's it. All right. So I'm telling you about the word natural that they use in the Bible and say, your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible because they are spiritually discerned. I found out that scripture, one of the arsenal that they use, because how many Christians hear that, read it, and just swallow it like it is true. And by being unaware it's not true, that energy affects your brain. And guess what? You have a breakdown. Incoherency, and you don't even know it. It's like you catch disease from somebody transferring it to you, and you didn't know that the person had that disease. That's the way it is here in church. Black people are being infected with psychological virus and turn into a destroyer of your system. And the white people, they are laughing at you. You see? Because we allow them to take over the world and set up every amusement, every kind of stuff. And people in a church now, in a church, you have a whole bunch of homosexual church all over the place now. Women and men, all kind of things going on in the world today, never was there before. And we allow these European sodomite nomads to come in and over everything black people have. It's not theirs. It's ours. And if we know what to do, speak the truth. And you know what? I don't know if anybody that is in problem and being dealt with verbally, stand up under the pressure of the truth that goes against them. When people find out that the truth is against them, a lot of people want to commit suicide. They can't stand it, you know, depending on what angle they are standing in. So I am saying, why the Bible tell you or tell us that we should believe in Adam and Eve in a garden? These white people, just as though they fuck ass and reject vagina, this is what is going on. If they can do that, and you would look at them like they are civilized and nothing wrong with you and them live together and stuff like that, it's like, oh, all right, you can't beat them, so live with them. That type of attitude. I mean, that's very impoverished, psychologically impoverished. Because, you know, I mean, if I decided that, you know, I'm married, I have a wife, me no want no other woman. What's wrong with that? No matter how another woman want me, if me decide, say, me no want no other woman, but my one woman, that's the way I feel good, right? Nobody can force me to do anything else, because I know far beyond what the person's desire is. I'm not going to, like, live on a lower frequency than, you know, the one. I'm not going to live on a lower frequency from where I am now. You see, I'm not going to go back to when I didn't know about the world and the dynamics of human brain function. So when we discover that white people are dogs and sorcerers, and all the church, they can take the church and ship it to Europe where they come from. You know, if they want that, yeah, kind enough for them to take that. But nothing else. Nothing else. They think they own everything. We're going to show them what they own right now. Kingship is the government that began African people's civilized life. The zodiacal calendar. These fragments of lower humanity come in now with little sense and decide that they're going to control up everything. Yes, they decided that when they find out that we ain't going anywhere with what we are doing. And they thought that they could operate above us at the rate that they see we operate. Well, you know, they're wrong, because they need to stay where they originate and live their life. Come here and try to tell us that what we have is theirs. Now, and pretend like they are more natural and civilized than us. No. That's bad. Because they never used to wear clothes. They didn't have no civilized understanding or skills. They didn't have language. No, they're behaving like they have always had language. And anything they are writing, they can't leave out. Referring to themselves like they are ancient. They behave like they are ancient civilized people. These fucking ass, white people. Come here and pull over all kind of trick with us. They never think we would ever find out. They didn't think we would find out. But the gods, I think the gods set it all up. Set it all up. Because when you cannot defend yourself against somebody who is talking to you intelligently and respectfully, and you cannot defend yourself, you know, you can play all the FIFA as much as you want, but if you're one who are upstanding, you just tell the truth. You're free, free indeed. You can't corrupt yourself. Just tell it like it is. These white people are here and they're looking at you like, oh, you're a nobody. They come here and resident themselves. This is not the only place that they did it. America is not the only place to do it. You see? And if you think that they are way up atop and all this sky rise building them have with banks and stuff like that, if you think that these people worth respect from black people, no. Mm-mm. The history doesn't say that. And they, if they like to say idiot, you know, that's what, no, well, and they want to come here and set up their sodomite law and control black people? No. That's over with. That is over with. And if black people want to live off of sodomite white people, we come here and live off everything from Afghanistan and Syria, Africa, all over the place. Australia, New Zealand, everywhere they take it over. Everywhere these white people take it over. Well, it's a matter of time now. It's over with. Get out from among them and be separate. And touch not the unclean things. You don't read that too, right? We don't want white people in our territory, plain and simple. Okay? And if they think that they are so bad, well, the time is just around the corner when they're going to find out how bad they are. You see? And if they think they deserve to be in America and they're this and they're that, we're just around the corner too with that. I'm telling them to get out of our territory. That's all. Get out. Because they don't do anything for nobody to want them among their upcoming and going. You don't want white people here. And all what they think that they have holding for black people, let them bring the calendar AD and Adamani. And let's see what kind of calendar it is. Because that's what they're using for people to sign away every single thing they have. AD and Adamani. Let's see it. And then let them tell us what is the meaning of the zodiacal calendar. The first calendar, the Elohim, right, and put on earth into civilization. Let's find out. Short of that, these fucking ass white people looking into our faces will not look in there again. Come, don't have a lot of time left, but listen, we have a load of stuff that the white people give us as legacy. The Bible is one. Why do you write a Bible for? About us and about creation. They don't have no creation history at all. All this kind of stuff. Scrap all of these stuff that they have for us and point them back to Europe. Go back to Europe. I don't want to think that America is yours. It's not. No. None at all. Show it in the Royal History textbook. That's the jurisdictional book. You hear about the White House? No. Get out. Get out. Let people are going to rule themselves. Okay? Go back to your stippy. All right. We don't have a lot of time left. All right. So here is what I want to, like, tell you. Mad Men, 1220 A.D. A.D. Anno Domini, in the year 1220. A.D. Anno Domini law by emperor, popes, kill hybrid blacks today. Yes, that's what they have done. Since white people come along, that's what they have done. And they are here now 4 years, and they, you can't tell them now, America is not theirs. I mean, and they don't care about coming here and spreading fuckery. They feel like, oh, it is all right for them to come and spread their fucking, nasty, batty fucking all over African places. And I'm telling you, get out, you know? Get out. There's no need to argue this. White people are honest fuckers, culture. Get out of African culture. Come in, and this is what they have, controlling the African people. They're A.D. Anno Domini. They make their pope. They make their emperor. And use A.D. Anno Domini. Use A.D. Anno Domini. Right? That's a fact. Kill you. And do all kind of stuff with you. Torture you and everything. Impoverish you. That's what they do. All right. Puritan. Puritan massacre. Puritan massacre of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637. You think about that.
All right, let's see.
Okay, now, yes, all right, Puritan massacre of the Pequot Indian. You think about what these people come to our territory and do, okay? Simple, because we're not living the truth. We are not living the truth of the African hybrid people. We gone into their Sodom. These people are writing all these things about black people, that they assault us. And simply because we are not together, we don't see the things. We don't even talk about the things that these Sodomite people do and settle in our territory. We don't care. Well, you're going to care because you don't care because you're demoralized, you don't really know what they have done and why the world is in this state it's in. All right? This is what they have done when they come to America. Okay? Time is long gone. Europeans established that they are uncivilized. Their actions tell it, right? Stone mad and criminal. There's just no way. They don't have an excuse. They don't have a case to make. That's what they are. Their removal from the Western Hemisphere enjoined. Black people have kingship government injunctive relief as our government. Tell the white people to go back where they come from. Leave us alone. Take the sodomy with them. Okay? All right. By King Law Code, That is what the black people know and under. Don't let nobody come and fool us about anything else. Where is their government? Where their government come from? They don't have none. They make one out of their asshole fucking. Okay? And that's how they come with their frownsy, stinking self talking about AD and Adam. They don't even know what they're talking about. Because they can't even show you what is AD and Adam about. They can't show you that. They're going to tell you about, you know, it is to start numbering days and all this kind of stuff. They don't know a fly. But yet still they're controlling people, black people. Imagine that. And none of the places that they have invaded, they have no intention of going back where they come from. They kick out the black people and treat them, kill them, do them, do all kind of stuff. That's those kind of stuff show you that white people are not civilized. And why would we want to harbor them? Why we want to harbor them in our territory? And they are boasting it's theirs. Fucking ass. And I'm saying, no, get out. Because if you don't get out, you are slated for a day of doom when the gods visit you. When last you saw a tornado and what it does, right? We know about the workings of the forces of the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our civilization, the fact of our origin, you see, that we must know. All right, here I'm telling you about how uncivilized these faggots are, that they transform themselves like they can be a real government. Imagine that. We live under, this is history I am reading right now. Kingship, government. And we have a right to issue injunction against them to leave every one of our territory around the world. Ernamu, Amirabi Lockwoods. You know, they know about that, but they don't care. They will make one out of their asshole. That's how they get emperor and popes out of their asshole inspiration. That's what the Bible God give them, because the Bible God is a strictly sodomite God them a talk about. A feed them God them a talk about. A sodomite have a son and can't talk about how he begat the son. See? That's what Christians are serving though. Now, so it goes on now to say, issuing civilized legal declaration. The white Homo erectus general. Expel. Expelled. Expelled from all African territories of the power from above. The power from above. Powers from above shall attack and obliterate their existence. See in their own word, in their own words of condemnation. Listen to this. The Puritans, viewed themselves as God's special people. Replacing national Israel, nowhere do the dangers of his assumption, of this assumption, become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the native Indians. Since the Puritans considered themselves chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Oh, black people stand all these things. How do you know these things and you go along with these slack and nasty faggots, them, teaching our children how to fuck each other's ass in school? You see, they do these demeaning, nasty stuff and behave like they're above it too. Now, for example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe of May 26, 1637, and again, July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, God laughed enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Understand all of that? Yes. This is all the terror that white people put black people through. And you see it on every strata. Come up to the police and see how many police that have they killed over 400 years. Thus, did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies, hurting the pagans to God was acceptable to the pagans. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. This lets you know the Bible that they have written, my friends, it's not about saving anybody, because they don't have anything at all to save. And they don't know anybody that has anything at all to save. They want money. They want this and want that. And they find out black people are not administrative and care about expanding their power and govern the world. So they decide they're going to do it. So they're going to use all that they think to use, and whatever gets in their way, they kill them and everything. This is the way these white people are looking at you. And if you think that they are livable with, you make a big mistake. Because you don't see none of them remorse over the thing they have done. All black people do is complain to them. Forget that. Nonsense. I tell you, my friends, there's a lot for us to know here. All right, let me read a little more to you. Although some of these things, I think I have pretty much covered these already. All right. I want you to know that I am very, very, very happy that you are in touch with the program, and I know it is beneficial. You know, tell people to come if they have you know, questions and stuff like that, come on this program. I'm sitting here, and I would really, really appreciate that people come here and talk. If you come here and talk with good sense, you're coherent, you have some, you know, inclination and appreciation for history, there's no reason why we don't get along. You know, together we build our understanding and get the evil out of our territory. Okay? All right, take care, and we will with each other on the next edition. Thank you.
your windows are open.
Why?
Because it's like the smell is coming out here.
Really?
Yeah. But I see the window is open.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys really need to do something about this room.
What we need to do? Can I say that one?
I think the clothes in here are rotting. That's a part of the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe the floor needs to wipe. This rug probably needs cleaning. Because it's, why does it smell like that in here? I know the clothes are rotten.
I don't have no clothes. I don't have no clothes anymore.
Well, whatever. You must have clothes because your clothes are...
I'm talking about... I think you're putting out that dresser here.
Saying everywhere. It's not just specifically this dresser. But when you were taking out winter clothes to wear, they were rotting with mold.
Yeah, well...
I had to wash them twice. To get them clean, to get rid of the mold and mildew out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of the problem in here.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I think this was still on.